Welcome to Pod Tease. Each week, we'll grant your wish. We'll surprise and delight you with binge-worthy podcasts that are sure to become your new favorites. Our hand-picked selection of changemakers, rebels, do-gooders, educators, funny makers, and more will make their way onto your new and noteworthy list. Do you have a show that you think needs to be featured? Check out our show notes for your chance to be our next Pod Tease.
Hey, people in Pod Tease land, are you ready for your next favorite podcast ever? Well, get ready. Today is the day you are going to hear the podcast Back to Basics. Why are we in love with Back to Basics? Because the host, Girish Bali, takes us on an amazing journey that teaches us a little bit about everything. It's about simplifying your life. It's about understanding what are your motivations, what are your behaviors, and how do you take action? So it's not necessarily about minimalism, but it's about understanding the things you need in your life and educating you on why you may need it and why you may not. This is Jules, by the way, and Corinne and I had the pleasure, the absolute pleasure of meeting Girish Bali in person. We met him at PodFest Expo this year in May, and it was a delight. It was a delight to see that brain ticking. It was a delight to understand what drives him to do podcasting. He truly is an organic podcaster, meaning he starts his podcast with questions, and he does his podcast because he is driven just to share his viewpoint on this world and also understand the viewpoints of others. We've both been guests, and we've both created a really nice friendship with Girish. He takes podcasting to another level, meaning he podcasts most of the time, every single day. How does somebody do that? Somebody does that who has a mission. Somebody does that who has a true passion for podcasting. Truly, we hope you love this little excerpt of Back to Basics with our friend Girish Bali. Check him out. We'll put his information in the show notes. Number one, share this podcast, Pod Tease, which really uncovers all sorts of genres of podcasting, with your friends. Share it, subscribe, rate, and review. If you rate and review, we are so happy to give you a shout out on our next episode. Because podcasting is about building a community. It's about sharing our voices. Without our voices, we are really nothing. And Girish Bali does understand the power of his voice. So Pod Teasers, get ready for a little Back to Basics. Let's mix it.
Hey guys, my name is Girish Bali, the host for Back to Basics. Today on Monday's show, we're going to talk to you about behavior versus intelligence. Is there the same thing, or is that two different items? Think about it for a second. I'll give you some few items, few things to go and think about, and then you can decide towards the end of the episode that is behavior and intelligence the same thing or different. Now, here's a mindset of few people that, you know, we work really hard to get our money, to make millions, to make thousands, to make 500s, 100s. Now, there is a person named by Ronald Reed. I don't know if anyone knows this, but he's just a janitor. A janitor who passed away in 2014. But you know what he did? For his savings, he has made almost $8 million in savings. Yes, guys, a janitor who made his life very simple, very basic, who has saved up till $8 million. Now, if he can do it, I'm pretty sure everyone else can do it. We don't know what his things were and what he did in order to get those $8 million, but that's besides the point. The point is, you can do whatever you want, how you want to do it, and how your life should be set for yourself. Now, just like what I said, behavior and intelligence. Was that a behavior mindset of how to go and save money? Or was that intelligence of how to get those $1 million? Maybe put money into a stock? We don't know. all we know is that he led a simple life, a basic life, to get those millions. Now, here's first point. First point is pay the price. Now, when you pay the price, which means what? Which means that, let's say you bought a watch for $500, $1,000, depending whatever the value is. Okay, is that watch going to go make money towards the end of it? Probably not. Probably is just a watch that you're going to put on your wrist and say, you know what, I have a watch. Or do you want to put money into the stocks? Now, for example, back in 2011, Netflix was a value of $34 per share. Okay, today the value is 500 plus as of today's date. Okay, now the time when this episode gets released, I'm pretty sure it'll be more or less, I really don't know. But for now, let's say 500 plus. Now, just think of that for a second. Is that behavior or is that intelligence? Behavior, it's all up to you how you want to go and decide that. But think about it this way. A value of a watch is still going to be a value of 500 or $1,000, depending on the value of the watch that you bought, versus a stock, which might go up or down. That's on gambling. That's a different topic altogether, but it's a mindset of how to gain money, how to gain value. That's your first point. Your second point, never enough. Now, for example, let's say I get a bonus check of, let's say, $5,000, okay? And you have $5,001. Does that mean that you're greed and I want your money? Does that make sense? Let me start again. My bonus check is $5,000. Your bonus check is $5,001. Do I want your money because you're more than me? It's never enough. No matter what money that you get in your pocket, you always want more. Why is that? I think our needs are more. So, is that behavior or is that intelligence? You tell me. Think about it. Write it down on these comments and tell me, what do you think? Behavior or intelligence? So guys, this is the third point. The third point is called crazy is the eye of the beholder. What does that mean? It means that when we get money, or we try to get money, we try to spend on crazy stuff. Now just keep in mind that maybe whatever I buy is just normal. For you, it might be that maybe I don't need it. Now, there are plenty of items that we all buy and we don't need it. Okay, those are crazy items. For example, no discrimination, it's just a comment, it's just a stereotype comment, but think about this for 1 second here. A person who has a lot of money, they buy a yacht. Okay, a person who has no money, and majority of the United States people have less money when we're trying to make our ends meet. Okay, they spend almost $400 per month on lottery tickets. Now, but they don't have $400 to do or spend emergency money. Just think about that. Now, that's a lot of crazy stuff, okay? But it's not crazy to spend money. But the thing is, there is a difference between need and want. So is that behavior or is that intelligence? You tell me. Now, the fourth is, it's called peekaboo theory. Okay. Now, what happens is that when you have a flood in the house or a pandemic going outside in the world or 9/11 happened or whatever happened, okay, the market crashes. People get laid off. Now, the reason why I said peekaboo is that it peekaboos you and gives you a shock that, well, you know what? Maybe we need emergency money. And just like what I said on the third point, we don't spend so much money on other things and we spend on our things, but we always need cash flow towards the end, which is called emergency money, which is your peekaboo money, as you want to call it. You can call that if you want. So think about it that way. I mean, that's more of a survival money. And believe me, that is, I don't know if that's intelligence or is that behavior. You tell me. Now, the last point is seduction of pessimism. Now, think about it this way. When we get a setback, we think very quickly. But when we're trying to improve ourselves, it takes a while to get there. And we don't see that change. So then our setback comes very naturally. Now, because there's a lot of negativity right now as we speak. Now, you will not see that profit or anything like that very soon. But that's, we don't care about that. We care about the behavior versus intelligence. And that's how this whole five structure steps that I came up with. And I think that's what the book actually says. Now, which book am I talking about? And the book that I'm talking about is Psychology of Money. And that's by Morgan Housel. Now, keep that in mind that this book is really amazing. You should start reading that. I have, for sure. And these are the 5 points that I came up with. Hopefully, it'll give you some joy and some understanding of what behavior and intelligence is all about. I'm pretty sure the book defines a little better than what I have done. Hopefully, I've given you some type of insight of this whole book in this small episode. Guys, as usual, as always, back to basics. Remember, everything in life goes back to basics, and that's what we did today, guys. Guys, take care. God bless. See you next Monday. Take care.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Pod Tease, a production of the Mediacasters. Rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to discover your next binge-worthy favorite. For more information, visit our website, themediacasters.com, and follow us on social platforms at The Mediacasters.